Let me start by saying my apologies for getting this podcast out way late, as you will find out later on in the podcast. Oy, I'm a couple months behind. Any case, here's a Brobdy Nagy Minute.
Once again, this is the Brobdingnagian Bards with a Brobdingnagian Minute. After much theological study, we have come to the realization that music is evil. So, welcome!
Yo, Bards. This is Tom from Brooklyn, New York. And I must say that you provide excellent tunage for me to listen to when I'm doing my work. You guys are just awesome. Please, please play more Jedi drinking songs. And if you could, mix up some more of those. All right, guys, keep it real. Bye.
Welcome to a Brobdy Nagy Minute. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I am Andrew McKee.
And thank you, Tom, from New York, Brooklyn, New York.
I love that accent, by the way.
Great accent. That's always appreciated. That's one thing I love about going up to New York, to hear all the people with the accents.
Yeah, I just love hearing somebody say coffee over there. It's just like coffee or something. Coffee. I can't even do it. I can't do it justice.
So, thank you, Tom, because, you know, you mentioned the fact about the Jedi drinking songs, more Jedi drinking songs. Well, we were actually practicing one right now.
A few minutes ago.
Yeah. But it got me thinking. What were you talking about?
It got you thinking. Tom, good job. That's not easy to do. Seriously.
No. What was it? What were you talking about? You were talking about the whole with the song. Come on, help me out here.
The song? Oh, well, the song we're working on is one that Mark started and I jumped in and helped with, in a good collaboration, and it's the Jedi drinking song prequel.
Revenge of the Bards.
Yes, Revenge of the Bards. I think that's, it should be interesting and different.
But it kind of opens up a other song ideas here. So, and that's what I thought was amusing.
Well, you've got to start doing the Jedi Drinking Song 3. We kind of opened up the whole analogy of the Bards are like Jedi. So, you know, it could just be about you and me as, you know, traveling the universe. And you're trying to get me to drink because I don't drink. You know, turn me over to the dark beer.
You must drink the dark beer, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be amusing.
I think that could be done. That could certainly be done.
I think I'd enjoy that a lot. Yeah.
So yeah. So does that mean we're gonna start just doing Jedi drinking songs?
We're not gonna
do
anything else, Andrew. We're gonna quit playing Irish music and just play drinking songs for Jedi.
I mean, what does that say? I mean, 10 years down the road, somebody will say, "Hey, I want to hear Jedi drinking song number 23."
As the only.
I don't want to be a Police Academy movie. The only requisite
that I have is that we don't take the old songs and redo them. You know, change the original versions anymore, you know.
Yeah, because then we'll really get confused.
No tinkering.
Get confused bad if we do that.
No, it's just bad. We'll end up like, the people will call us, you know, the Lucases. And that I know.
Yeah, ooh, ooh. That's, you know, 10 years ago, I would have just been so ecstatic at that possibility of a comparison.
Yeah.
You know, you're comparing me to Lucas?
And now you're comparing me to...
I know. It's just, you know, I mean, how can somebody be so great and so horrible at the same time?
Yes, indeedy.
And not be some sort of religious figure. I just don't get it. I really...
Yes, indeedy. So, well...
Oh, man.
We didn't get around to... we're not in the mood to actually record and play music right now. So we're just going to play some music from the CDs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that kind of, like, lazy on our part?
Dang straight.
Kind of lethargic, kind of, you know, really... Boy, we are musicians. Yes!
Here's the Jedi drinking song.
I had one pot of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one nice young man, right, another on my left.
I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Long time ago, in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just to drinking away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force, and then I lost my lunch. Woke up in desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw beard and man, he looked like some kind of hick.
Just like Mark.
He slowly waved his hand and my pain was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda and I'll teach you the song. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last on me right, another on me left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get you trained before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Training went on and I drank most of the bar. We had to stop off force flies on the nearest Death Star. I didn't control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test.
These aren't the bards you were looking for.
It's Chihuahua!
Sat down beside him and I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, judge me by my size! Obi-Wan said, careful, for Yoda is the best. Said, okay, shorty, bring on that test. Well, I can tell you how it ended, I can tell you some lies. But let's just say that on that night, the force was on his side. I got riled up, they threw me in jail. I said, I don't believe it, Yoda said that's why I failed. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's the only right, another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that Muppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little runt right in the eye.
The Force should be with you, always.
Hey, Tom from New York again. Thank you for playing more Jedi songs. And actually, I have a question. How did the bards get started? Bye.
A very good question, Tom. We always appreciate... You know, if you want to call in and ask a question that we can actually answer on the show, you just dial 512-879-NEWT. That's 6398 if you don't have the numbers on the button.
Or you can't spell Newt.
Or you can't spell N-E-W-T, yeah.
Newt. Yeah, I mean, that's a common word everybody uses every day, I know, but still.
She turned me into a Newt! I love saying that. That's when I was looking for phone numbers, I was like saying, okay, so let's see, what can I make as a cool little phrase? Newt, hey, that's the best I can get. All right, that'll work. She turned me into a Newt! 512-879
Things you hope Mark really doesn't say in bed. Just wanted to say it. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Andrew.
No problem, no problem. But yes, Tom's question. Yeah, we get that is probably one of the most common questions that people ask us.
We love hearing that question.
Yes, it does mean that there's interest in who we are and how we got started. That's really, that means a lot.
It touches us, deep yes. down inside.
But, you know, we prepared just for such a situation by putting all of that information on our website, www.thebards.net.
So thank you. Next question.
Yes. Got that taken care of. Yeah, I mean, that's a long story, and I mean, there are lots of variations, everything from we lost a bet with God and things like that. You know, I mean, it there's so many variations. You know, but really, the true story.
You want to actually tell them the true story, Andrew?
Well, they could go to the internet and look at our webpage.
No, we could tell the true story, and then we'll also have a recorded version that they can always refer to and never ask us the question again.
Do I have to?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, bloody. All right. Well,
I think we should step back a few years. This is before we actually played music together. Back then, I was playing some music. I just, my rock band Breastfed had just broken up.
Oh, a really good group. It's so a shame that they're not playing anymore.
Shut up. And we had just broken up, and I got to, I started playing some solo music, and I played some music together.
Some music together in solo music? That's impressive.
I had written a bunch of songs, and I was recording a CD, and that's when I called up my old college dorm person.
You can say friend.
Do I have to?
Yeah. No. I kind of want to hear it and have it recorded for all time.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Not a chance.
Oh, come on. Old college chum. You can say chum.
Upchuck. My old college upchuck.
Hey, ouch. Ouch.
We went to college together at UT, and we're in the Moorhill dormitory there. And
yeah, so, if anybody's in Moorhill dormitory in room 133,
cool.
That was my room.
And I forget what it, I think it was.
And if they're glowing the dark stars still in the ceiling, I did that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
Winter sky.
Well, in any case, I invited Andrew to come play because I knew he played some instruments of some sort. I think I saw him playing with himself on the recorder.
I believe you just said that, man. Seriously, that was really
just why
was
I
bad.
Said it.
You know, my mom listens to this podcast. You know that, right?
Maybe I should edit that out later.
Please do.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay. And, in any case, he was playing the recorder, so I invited him to play on a song, a very magical, mystical song that I had written. A very Celtic style song. This was actually my first Celtic song I'd ever written.
Yeah, I don't even remember. What was that?
Called Lounging in La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that have that ring with that title of a very mystical, magical song? Okay, maybe not.
It does kind of have a Beatles sound to it from Sgt. Pepper's, but you know. Magical, mystical song.
Magical.
Lounging in La La Land, yeah. I could see them doing a song like that, actually.
So Andrew decided to come. He agreed to come play on my CD, and he recorded on this song, and that CD is no longer in production. You're all S-O-L. So
your language.
I said soul.
Okay, your acronyms.
Okay. And then, several years later, we'll take a break.
Just for that, I'll remember requesting all right. That song.
You know, Mark can sing too, you know. I just...
Yeah, but he used to sing Mary back.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Okay, I'm done. I'm ready. There's a nice wee lass, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's a miss I'm gonna take. There's a lot of other fellas like to get up on her track, but I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly um dilly ah yay. Now this wee lass, she has a lot of brass, she has a lot of gas, and her father thinks I'm class, so I'd be a silly ass to let the matter pass. Her father thinks she suits me fairly.
Me too.
Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly um dilly ah yay. Now Mary and her mither get an awful lot together. In fact, you never see the one without the other. The fellas often wonder if it's Mary or mither, the both of them together that I'm courting. Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly, I'm dilly, aye.
Now the wedding is Wednesday and everything's arranged. Your name is Seema, change your mind unless it might be changed. And I'm making the arrangements because I'm just a bit deranged because marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm going to marry Mary. Take a Mary to take care of me. Well, I'm feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly, I'm dilly, aye. It's gonna be a grand friend, grander than the fair. It's gonna be a coaching pair. If I have a couple there, we'll dine upon the funnest fair. I'm sure to get my share of now. I'll be wrenched mistaken. Mary Maxwell's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married. Take me a little and marry when Mary Mac. From the dilly and dilly, aye. Mary Maxwell's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married. Take me a little and marry when Mary Mac.
And since Andrew's warmed up and he's all like, you know, the facial expressions are really worth it. You know?
Yes, that was for everybody out there in the audience, my facial expressions. I did those for you. Actually, they really help with the song, getting that right mood.
Yeah.
So,
you know, just to show that right, correct amount of fear.
So what does Mark sing?
What?
What does Mark sing?
What is
a good
Mark
song
saying?
For Mark?
Pretty much every other song.
Right, he sings the Bog song, doesn't he? We like that one.
No.
That's the one I requested. They sing Mary Mac.
Well, I it's a little sort of an old joke. I noticed a while ago that they're the same rhythm.
Yeah, man.
Same chords, so when he starts doing it, that one time he just started playing, and I thought, oh, okay, he wants me to do Bog, so I did Bog, and he's like, no, I was trying to do Mary, and vice versa, so he actually has to tell me which one he's thinking of, or I just ignore him. Both, no. There's that little thing called breathing, that if I don't do it enough in a given span of time, then I hyperventilate, and it's bad.
Oh, that was an excellent break, yes. So, you who have been listening, tune in next time for the continuing adventures of how the bards got started. I just like to torture him a little bit. It's fun.
That's great.
Actually, that's not bad. We could have a nice, you know, show, do a little tidbit each podcast of how we got started in different segments. Because seriously, if we did the whole story on a podcast, that's going to be one long... That's two Brobdingnagian minutes right there. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. It's very cruel, but it's cool.
Cruel? Me? Cruel? Sadistic? A musician who's sadistic? No.
All right.
Never happens.
No, not much, anyways. All right. Well, since we just blew off that topic, postponed that topic.
Serialized.
Serialized. We're going to have some serial killers in a
moment. The last time we left the bards, they were playing.
That's how we have to start the next one, is it? Last time when we left the bards, we were finding out how they got started together.
Yeah, so we were working on Mark's solo CD, and we were discovering how not to record a CD.
Isn't that the truth, though?
It really was.
You know?
We learned so much
from
that.
I mean, the engineer was great. And
oh, he was. He's really good.
I love the production on the songs. It was that whole, I sucked thing.
I know.
You know, where I was...
It's sort of like, the recorder. I played that a little bit in high school, you know?
my tempo was way off.
I was
much
actually,
worse than it is now.
I was afraid. In the studio, I was nervous. Now it's sort of like, you know, I'm doing cartwheels in my kilt, jumping up and down, you know, and that's no big deal. But then I was like, oh, okay, must not make a mistake. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of, I guess after a few thousand times like that, you know, it's not
you
a big deal.
You get used to it, I think. Yeah.
Like, you'd get used to most things, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Very true. All right, let's finish up. What are we going to play for the final song, Andrew?
Let's see. Are we still going with the lethargy theme?
A lethargy? We could do that.
Well, no, just lethargy theme where we're just doing stuff from the CD.
Yes.
Actually, okay.
Yes.
Well, if it's just lethargy theme, I know. Okay. Let's do the random track again.
Random track again.
Yeah, let's just put a random CD in and then just pick random, and that's the song that goes. I mean, it could be the most boring song we play, or it could be the most, or it could be the same song that we had earlier. That would be really funny, having two songs in the same podcast, the same thing. That would be funny, man.
Let's play it. Here it goes.
Okay, random.